Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
You're on the air, or you're live with Smooth Drama, Live Talk Radio,
Live Talk Radio.
Whatever, with Butter Pecan.
Yeah, I think my name is Big Hunter. I think it is.
Butter Pecan.
This is Butter Pecan. Hi, Butter. How are you doing?
I'm good. You got that one piece of hair. Don't want to take a scissors to it. For those of you who can't see Dick Hunter, he's wearing his infamous
afro. What? Okay. Everybody with an afro, stand up.
So anyways, what are we talking about this evening?
Well, I know I like to talk about crazy things that happen in the United States. And I want to...
Oh, God, he's got a long list.
I want to be a patriot. You know, in lieu of the Patriot Act and all this other stuff, I'm going to be a patriot. And I'm going to talk about crazy laws that they have in international waters. You know, other countries, how they go about it.
Versus what happens in the United States.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, start number one. In Thailand, it is illegal to not wear underwear when you leave out.
So most of my friends wouldn't be able to go on the water in Thailand.
Yeah.
So what is the reasoning behind that? Did they go into?
Maybe people's booties stink in Thailand, and they don't want.
Well, if their booties stink, I don't think underwear is going to help that.
Hey, maybe it blocks it. I don't know. I just know that in Thailand, you can't leave the house without underwear.
We're going to have to take a survey on that one.
I don't know. You know people in Thailand?
Oh, no, I mean, it blocks underwear blocking. I mean, what is what? I don't understand the purpose of underwear.
Me neither.
Do you wear underwear?
On occasion.
Okay. No comment.
Hey.
So what occasion don't you?
When I don't feel like it.
What do you have to feel like
I'm not asking women when they don't want to wear underwear. Sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah, sometimes you don't.
So that's in Thailand. Only in Thailand.
Thailand.
No other country has that. You can't go out. Do they check?
That's my job. Like, it's a long line for that job. Like, on the underwear.
But to go into the man. No, I'm talking about men.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to check for that.
No, I'm checking the female.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't want to check the male.
Okay. That's you.
Because I know I'm
Thailand.
In Thailand,
man. You're not going racially stereotype folks. Don't do it. We're not racially stereotyping people. So just stop where you at right there, because all my homies in Thailand, she's about to insult y'all, and I'm down with you, bro. You about to insult them. So why you...
Well, what was I about to say?
You about to say something?
You insulted too, because if you knew what I was going to say...
I know what you were going to say. Oh. All right, we're going to move on. We're moving on because we're not even touching.
Anybody want to call in and comment about that, you can call in at 646-929-2037. Even if you want 15 seconds of fame, because we ain't giving you any more than 15 seconds,
well,
we'll put you on the air.
Yeah, draws a knot.
You're from Thailand.
My Thailand homies, I'm with y'all. I don't care what nobody says.
I wasn't going to say anything.
All right. In Switzerland, a man may not relieve himself while standing up after 10 p.m. So, you know,
stand up.
Hey,
and who's going to monitor that?
I don't know, but I don't want that job.
In Switzerland.
Switzerland. You can't pee standing up after 10. So 9:59.
No, that only goes for men.
That's, well, we figured y'all not, I don't want to see y'all standing up peeing. No way. So, I just thought of that as nasty.
A woman standing up and peeing is nasty.
Yeah.
Why? It's no different than a man standing up.
It's going to hit your feet.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Look, if you get the right stance, it's not going to hit your feet.
All right. You get the right stance, whatever.
Look, some men can't even pee standing up.
Okay.
Correctly.
All right. But do you, I shudder to see the man squatting and peeing. After 10 in Switzerland.
I mean, sit down.
Okay, but if there
there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, but if there's no chairs, it's not like they're going to have chairs out because they're talking about outside. Right? So,
I don't know. Are they talking about outside?
They can't relieve yourself after 10 p.m. So I'm going to make...
Wait. You can't relieve yourself after 10 p.m.?
No, you can't relieve yourself standing up.
Outside? Did they say outside?
Hey, I'm assuming, because you can't tell me I can't stand up in my house.
Well, that's what I was asking. Who's going to monitor that?
It don't matter who's going to monitor it.
That's only in Switzerland.
Switzerland. That's why they neutral.
Well, you know, I heard the men in Switzerland.
Why are you talking to international men tonight? My homies in Switzerland are like, damn.
They can squat? Shoot. Maybe they have to squat. Moving on.
Yeah. All right. In Australia. It is illegal to roam the street wearing black clothes, felt shoes, and black shoe polish on your face because that's what cat burglars wear.
Okay, but
yeah, that's
if a, you're wearing it, I would assume that you are a cat. Why would anybody want to wander around Australia looking like that if they weren't a cat burglar?
Yeah, you would kind of stand out.
Oh, well, that's just a stupid law.
Bit,
I'm not going to say anything about that in Australia.
Right.
But you know what? A lot of people like to go to Australia. So those people that do travel to Australia, you know, not to wander around the streets wearing. Did you say felt shoes?
Felt shoes.
What the hell is felt shoes?
I don't know, man. It's like a felt tip
pen.
Right. You know, you got felt tip pen.
Like a Sharpie?
Felt, and you got Sharpie shoes. They say Sharpie on the side.
This is a new brand.
It's a brand, new brand. Somebody pay me for that.
We can write Sharpie on the side of your shoe.
No.
What are those?
These are Chuck Taylor. Old school. Dr. J, I can
kind of match your hair, huh?
Jump in your face. Yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
Dr. J.
Ooh. Okay, moving right along.
All right. It is an offense for women of ill repute or evil looks to enter a cheese factory in Italy's area of Ferrara.
And who determines evil looks?
Well, I'm going to cut through all the political and say they probably talking about just ugly. If the
ugly
guy...
Ugly and evil.
Oh, hey, if you ugly to some folks, you're just evil. So if you go to Italy and you think you don't look good, don't go to Ferrara, because if you try to go into the cheese factory... They're going to diss you. Don't take the chance, at least.
Well, they're going to diss you as in hell.
They're not letting you in. You're prohibited. It's an offense.
To be ugly.
That's what it sounds like to me. Ill repute or of evil
look.
What does
that mean, ill repute?
I mean, you have a questionable... you have a questionable background. You're... not the nicest of people. Look here. I am beautiful. don't even know.
What's that? Hair?
Yeah, the afro take like 45 years off my life. Right.
You ain't even 45, dude.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, let it go. Don't go to the cheese factory.
In Ferrar, where?
In Ferrar, Italy.
Ferrar.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it that well.
If anyone's from Italy, give us a call.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that further.
Yeah, did you get stopped at the cheese factory? Let us know. You can post your outrage tonight. We're going to champion your cause. Moving on. In France, between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 70% of the music on the radio must be by French composers. I would never.
What?
Yes. Must be by French composers. So you turn on the radio in France, if you don't speak French, you want to listen to the rap station, whatever, it's French rap.
Did they say somebody monitors that?
I'm going to assume.
All the radio stations in France.
In between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
So after 8 p.m.
Then it's on. That's when all the young folks turn on the radio.
What? Wow. Reason I don't want to go to France.
Yeah, I don't want to go to none of these places. Well, I got one that's even worse right here.
I'm sure you want to go to Australia.
No.
I hear the women in Australia like black men.
Okay. I like black men, but that don't mean I'm a dating. I'm down with the brothers.
Charles, yes, Mr. Hugger.
Yeah.
I'm down with black men.
Yeah, whatever. In Scotland, it is illegal to be drunk while in possession of a cow. This is a crazy law.
In possession of a cow.
In possession of a cow. It's illegal
to be drunk.
To be drunk.
Well, okay. I'd like to know in Scotland if what these drunk people are doing with count. Never mind.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I don't even know how to approach that one. Because that means that somebody was in the day when this law was passed, they was drunk with a cow.
And something happened.
Yeah, and something happened that. They like, you know what? We need a law for this.
We need to pass a law that if you're drunk, you can't be with the cow.
Yeah, because.
That sounded funny.
Yeah.
Then that takes you back to the evil.
That's where they have the evil look from.
To make sure they don't go to Italy.
Man, I was in Scotland.
The cheese factory.
I saw this drunk dude with a cow. I was scarred for life.
That did not come out right.
Hey, people in Scotland.
Wow. You know,
y'all crazy.
Yeah. Well,
Scotland.
Okay, Scotland. Remember that. If you drunk in Scotland, don't
have your cow with you.
Don't go out looking for a cow either. Because you know, after that fifth drink, then cows start looking really good.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, number 7, piggybacking off. Number 6 in Scotland. In Lebanon, men are legally allowed to have sex with female animals. It's illegal with males. So. I'm going to let you know right now, I ain't never going to
Lebanon. And do they say these men now?
It's the law. If it's a female animal, they can make it happen.
But not male animals.
But not male animals.
Wait, anybody can have sex with a female animal?
You can have sex with a female animal.
But you can't have sex with a male. So that, like, totally... takes out donkey shows, doesn't it?
Oh, donkeys. Well,
they don't
TJ.
Have donkey shows
in
Lebanon. Yeah, I know that's in TJ, but I'm saying in Lebanon, you can't do it in Lebanon, then. Unless you're breaking the law.
Well, no. Yo, it's what? Is donkeys male? There ain't no female donkey?
No, I'm not. Sorry, donkeys male?
Donkeys male. I don't know this one.
Donkeys are male, right?
I don't know. I've never really paid too much attention to donkeys.
Oh, haven't you ever been to a donkey show?
No. It wasn't high on my list of things I wanted to discuss this and see in my life.
Okay.
Me and donkeys? No. Not really.
All right.
Yeah. No, you can try to put that one on me.
Yeah.
I know you've been to a donkey show, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, Lebanon, for all the homies out there that's looking, you know, you can't get along with females of the human persuasion. You can get your female of the animal persuasion, and y'all can make
and
it happen.
And that just kind of goes back to the whole cow.
But you see, the thing is, if you're not drunk in Scotland, you can have a cow. You gotta make the distinction.
You can have a cow.
You can have a cow. So you can walk around with your cow.
Don't have a cow.
You know, y'all can go to the mall, go shopping.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
Lebanon.
Whew.
Wow, that's on a whole nother level.
Wow, Lebanon. Okay.
Lebanon.
Next.
All right. In China, women are prohibited from walking around a hotel room in the nude. You can only be naked in the bathroom.
In China?
In China. So that scratches the vacation there.
Who monitors that?
I guess they got their hidden camera. As soon as you walk out the bathroom naked,
wait, you can't at any time? What did you just say?
In China, women are prohibited from walking around a hotel room naked. The only time you can be naked
in the hotel room. Okay, so I didn't. Okay,
they can
walk around naked anywhere else.
I guess at the house, but the hotel, no.
What about a motel?
How they in?
That's in China, though.
That's in China. Yes.
You know, I'm sure a lot of men don't like that either.
A lot of men don't want their woman walking around naked in the hotel room.
No, I'm saying men don't like that
right
law.
What? Yeah, I know. Well, obviously in China, a man wrote that law.
But what if they want to get in? I guess they don't go to bed naked?
You can't be naked. You can't walk. Maybe there's a stipulation where I'm not walking.
I'm going from the bathroom into the bedroom part.
Right, with your robe on. And when you get to the bed, you get underneath the covers, then you can take your robe or your negligee off.
What kind of shit is that?
Hey, that's China. That's how they're doing it. The People's Republic.
So I wonder when we had the Olympics there, if they enforced that law, or is it only China women? Chinese women.
Yeah, China women.
Chinese women.
Yeah, yeah, right. I
wonder.
I don't know.
During the Olympics, if they were.
I'm going to assume that they probably didn't enforce that in the international dorms, whatnot, where all the athletes stayed. Because I'm going to assume that there are probably some naked women in the hotel room in the Olympic Village. Just an assumption, even though that's technically not a hotel.
Okay.
It's an Olympic Village, different name.
So it's not a hotel.
No. A hotel is a hotel. Like you said, motel, I said Holiday Inn. Olympic Village.
Oh, God, okay.
They're two totally different. Well, three, four.
Right, moving on.
Yeah. All right. In Hong Kong, a woman is legally allowed to kill her cheating husband, but
all right,
only if she uses her bare hands.
That's okay. They have to be awake?
No. The lover can be killed in any manner possible.
So she can kill her lover and her husband.
No. The cheating husband, she has to kill him with her bare hands.
Oh, okay.
And the lover of the cheating husband, she can kill any way she wants.
Okay. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Now, the husband don't have to be awake, right?
I'm going to think that if he's aware of the law, he probably won't sleep around her ever again.
One eye open.
Yeah, he's one eye open. You got both of them open. Yeah, you're probably not in the same house no more.
Where is this at?
This is in Hong Kong. You can kill your man in Hong Kong. See, you got a bunch of them that's like, yeah, we moving to Hong Kong. Try something.
Okay.
Bare hands, so that's kind of barbaric.
Okay.
Because if he's dead, you know how you did it.
Fine.
Because you can't hit him with your hand or nothing.
You
got to choke him up.
That's what I'm thinking. When he's sleeping.
All right.
Next.
This one is really stupid. I don't even understand.
As if all the other ones aren't stupid?
Yeah, but this one has no, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's illegal in Antibes to take photos of police officers.
Wait, repeat that? It's illegal?
In Antibes.
What's Antibes?
I have no idea. Don't give a damn.
So, she's in the Grand City Antibes.
Right. Antibes.
Nasty.
Yeah. Come to Antibes. We'll put you in jail for taking pictures of police officers.
You can't take pictures of police officers.
Yeah, like, if you're, like, taking a tourist picture and a police officer in the background or a police car is in the background, you can't take a picture of that. That's your ass, man. You are in trouble.
That's your ass.
You just done. It's not going to go well for you.
Antibes. Where's Antibes, though? What?
Can somebody...
I mean, is that in...
I'm assuming it's in one of the butt-fuck parts of the country. Of the world.
And you're telling me I need to watch my language.
What? Okay. In the butt fudge part of the world.
Ew.
But hey, butt fudge is better
butt
than fudge.
Okay. Oh, is it near Australia? Antibes.
Antibes.
If anybody knows where Antibes is, give us a call
at 646-929-2037.
And if you call in and I hang up on you, call back.
Yeah, because she's got them big fat fingers. And
I'm in control of the switchboard, and I have technical difficulties.
Right.
Although the microphone is plugged in.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Next.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to a little news now that I have satisfied my patriotism tax for the year as a patriotic.
Yeah. Well, before we move on to the news, I'm going to take a little break.
A slight break.
Slight break. So, you know,
you
go grab a sandwich or go grab something to drink, use the bathroom, and we'll be back in approximately 15 seconds.
Together, yeah, from the
and we're back, because now Dick Hugger wants to get on to the news.
That was quick.
That was about 15 seconds.
That was like more like 6 or 7.
No, that was 15 seconds.
All right. Well, I'm in 2009. I'm moving forward.
Yes.
I'm going with the human movement. I'm going to try not to see race as... You know how normally what happens is whenever something happens in the news or whatnot, folks got like that mental Rolodex mentality of, okay, that was a white dude that did that. That was a black dude that did that. That was a white woman that did
that. Wait. You're going to do this from starting today?
Yeah, I'm...
Or was that your resolution for 2009?
Yeah, I'm starting sometime this year. I'm looking to...
What the hell is this sometime? Why not start it immediately?
What? Dick Hugger wants to be
He's
going to
start it on December 30th. 2000. Why not start it right away?
You know, I'm not saying. I'm not putting no dates down. I'm saying that I'm trying to unite the people. I ain't trying to break people up. None of that.
Well, for yourself, why don't you start it for yourself today?
It's not about me. It's bigger than me.
Yes, but it starts with you.
Okay, and that's what I just got to say.
Today.
Are you not understanding?
Not sometime this year.
Sometime this year could be today. Or it could be yesterday.
So you're not making a commitment to it.
I'm making a commitment to it. It could be retroactive.
Well, we know it wasn't yesterday.
How do you know?
Because you said that you pulled over?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Remember who I talked to.
That was not me being racial. That was
right.
Me.
Well, you knew why you were being. Well,
yeah.
And then you had mentioned that you got two cops.
Right, I got two cops.
Okay.
All right, so.
All right. That was you that I talked to then.
Yeah, that was me that you talked to. And what I'm saying is, I want people to look at things not from the racial perspective, because, you know, we trying to come together as one, hold hands, walking down the street in peace and harmony. And that's what I want to promote here at Smooth Drama. We want racism to end. Or something like that. Or on ending racism street. We walking on the street, avenue, place.
Street.
Hell, any roadway, road.
How does this have anything to do with the news? Are you leading into something?
Yeah, see, Australian man nabbed at customs for smuggling live pigeons in Melbourne, Australia. Now,
how was he trying to smuggle them in?
Well, what he had is he had two bags, and what gave him away to the customs folks is he had two bags and he had some bird eggs and some undeclared eggplant. So they like stopped him. And so they stopped him and they checked him out. And under his pants, homie got some special tights. And inside the tights, there was a pigeon on each leg.
Everybody's the pants before the time ended. And no one can wear these.
You're right.
Oh, God.
And
he stuffed these pigeons.
He had some pigeons in his pants. And
they stopped him because why?
Because they were suspicious because he had bird eggs.
Not because he had these bulges in his pants.
What? They thought maybe he could be a dude with some big calves. So they looked at it like,
And where is man from?
This is in Melbourne, Australia.
But who was this man white?
See, I wasn't trying to say that. This is what I'm talking about. We're not going to divide folks. And see, I wanted to take the mental off of.
Well, no, was he like?
Maybe he was off Australian.
Why would anybody want to smuggle pigeons into Australia? I mean, what was the purpose of that?
I don't know. I thought they had pigeons everywhere. Pigeons like roaches, flying. They're like flying cockroaches. No. They are. You know, they got pigeons everywhere. I'm like, you want pigeons?
Maybe they were special pigeons. Were they homing pigeons?
I don't know. But pigeons is pigeons. People don't, look, there's emails now. You can fax folks. You don't have to send a message with a pigeon no more.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
So, what happened to this man?
Well, they arrested him, and the fines are up to $100,000, and he can get like 10 years in jail because he's facing smuggling and quarantine violations.
Oh, they had to go through quarantine?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else you got?
See how you see how I was no. I didn't want to mention the race. No more race, people. We gonna do that. We gonna start today.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to start today.
Yes.
Why not?
No. But we trying to promote racial harmony.
I do promote racial harmony.
Okay, but see, but you said.
All I asked was the guy white.
Right, but see, we don't want to ask that.
But that can mean a whole plethora. You want that word? You like that word, huh?
Yeah.
I'm learning new words.
Oh, you learning?
I'm learning.
You got a dictionary?
I do, on my computer. And, you know, when it goes into screensaver mode, a word goes by my screen, and I learn that word that's my screen. But then the minute I touch my computer, my screensaver goes off, and then the word goes away, and I have to hope that the word comes back up on my screen there, and the screensaver comes up. So, but yes, I'm learning new words.
I wouldn't admit that to the public.
I'm being truthful.
Okay.
We promote truth here. It's so dumb. We're very candid.
You're very candid.
And I can, you know, comment on the fact that I have a dictionary on my computer and I'm learning new words. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You know every word in the dictionary?
I know a lot of them.
Yes, Mr. Scrabbleman.
Yes, I'm Scrabble.
You're the Scrabble guy.
Yeah. All
right.
Yes, I'm an alpha nerd, so don't forget. Alpha nerd. We taking over in the 21st century. Yes.
Next.
Yeah. This, I don't even know how to say this. And this is Kentucky Attorney General sues Ohio over a rock.
Why?
Attorney General Jack Conway sued the city of Portsmouth, Ohio, and three men in federal court Tuesday over the 8-ton boulder known as Indian Head Rock.
What happened to it?
Well, it got submerged like from 1920 till September 2007, and so there was an Ohio historian who led a team to, you know, remove it and put it in a museum in Ohio to preserve it, because they're saying that if it would have got submerged again, it may have been lost forever. Now, the significance of this historic rock, where it bears numerous carvings of initials, names, and has a face on it. And it was an attraction to locals. So
what is he suing for?
He's suing for the rock. He wants the rock back.
He wants the rock.
Yeah, not pass the rock and b-ball. He wants the rock.
He wants the rock.
Now,
oh,
see, you wonder why I talk about these places. You know, Kentucky and Ohio are fighting, and they're in court over a rock with some carving on it. It's not even historical carving. It's just carvings from Betty Sue and Leroy and Jed.
Well, we'll have to keep people updated on that and who wins.
I'm kind of scared to keep updated on that.
Well, we'll just have to find out who wins and what they win.
But who wins?
Who wins the rock?
Okay, but I'm saying in that whole scenario,
nobody does. Nobody actually wins when anybody sues anybody. But we want who takes possession of the rock.
Would it matter?
I want to know.
Okay, we shall strive to figure out what is so important about this rock. Maybe we'll get a picture.
Yeah, maybe they'll go into more detail about what's on this rock and why it's so historic. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the rock.
Well, they said it's historic because it's got
carvings
from 1920.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they'll eventually show, you know, the
rock.
The rock. I don't see the rock.
Yeah, I don't.
Not that rock, but, you know.
All right.
What is his name, Dwayne, what?
Yes, we know, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it. So anyway, come on.
You know, you never got it.
No, probably wouldn't have.
Yes. Joaquin Phoenix. He of Walk the Line fame
and
other movies. I can't
I can only name one, but okay.
Well, he's giving up acting to become a hip hop musician. Joaquin is like, you know what? This acting thing and nominations for Academy Awards is meaningless.
He wants to become a hip hop artist. Where did you read this?
It's in the news today.
Joaquin.
Fresh off the set. Joaquin Phoenix is like, you know what? I'm tired of the lunacy and the fakeness of Hollywood. I'm jumping into the realness that is hip hop.
Oh. Oh, he's in for a rude awakening.
Okay. Joaquin can get his grill.
And, you know.
Yeah, he can get his, he can get the car souped up, have the booty videos.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, more power to Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix, I'm with you, bro.
All right. Well, what else you got?
I'm tired of making fake movies.
Ones that win you Academy Awards.
Hardcore rapper.
Yeah.
He wants to keep it real.
Well, he wants to be a rapper.
Yeah, he wants to be a hip-hop musician. He wants to bring his voice to the street. He feels like, I can't bring my voice to the street.
He's planning on signing with? What is he planning on doing?
Hey, look, he's Joaquin Phoenix. He can do whatever he wants.
Maybe he should sign a label that Kevin Bacon has. No, not Kevin Bacon. Kiefer Sutherland.
What, Kiefer Sutherland is a rapper too?
No, Kiefer Sutherland has his own record label. He's got four bands.
Four bands. All right.
Yeah, he announced it on David Letterman last night.
Okay, but he ain't trying to do nothing with no band.
Yeah, I know, but Kiefer Sutherland, you know, right.
Aspect of his game.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Next.
That state. Remember we talked about the $83 million that they spent on Proposition 8?
Yes.
And the back and forth, just say no.
That was a little confusing, but yes.
Yeah. Well, the Massachusetts couple who led the gay marriage fight to divorce, Julie and Hillary Goodrich, They led the fight for gay marriage in Massachusetts, has filed for divorce.
Okay, so.
Well, I mean, you
so
know.
So they filed for divorce. It's no different than anybody else in a straight marriage to file for divorce.
I know that, but we're talking about these are the pioneers for it.
So that doesn't mean since they were the pioneers that they had to stay married forever.
Okay, I'm not arguing.
So look at all the other pioneers that have gone on to promote other things, and they're not.
Like who?
Okay, the guy that was supposed to be sworn in today for, was it, Second Commerce? He didn't pay his taxes.
Okay.
So he set a bad example.
But he wasn't no pioneer or nothing.
He didn't
pay his damn taxes.
Still, he was being nominated for that position.
And make him a pioneer.
And then he decided, so it doesn't make any difference. Just because they're pioneers or something doesn't mean that they have to. It doesn't set the little pioneers of, what you know, couples against divorce. They were pioneers for the right for gay people to be married. Okay, they got married, didn't work out, so they're getting divorced. Big deal.
Okay. I didn't make a big deal out of it.
Well, why do you bring it up?
I'm just saying.
And you had to bring up the $83 million that was spent on Prop 8 because the pioneers of people got married. The pioneers got married. And
you want to know why it's important?
Why?
Because basically, all this money they spending on it,
yeah,
when it just let folks do what they going to do.
We talked about that yesterday. It doesn't make any difference why the hell they had to spend that much money on that proposition. I don't understand that.
Exactly.
It was kind of stupid. We covered that yesterday.
I'm talking about
Go on.
I'm going to talk about sports a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
About sports.
You know, I'm an Indiana Pacer guy all the way to the core.
Go Lakers! Okay, go ahead.
Give a damn about no Lakers. Pacers!
Give a
shout out to Danny Granger.
Who's that?
Danny Granger. First time All-Star. I'm giving him a shout out just because.
But didn't Kobe have a 60-point game last night?
And I didn't watch it.
Yes, because you were busy watching the Pacers. But I'm just saying, you know, Lakers, Kobe had that 60. Even though I really don't like Kobe Bryant, but
okay,
just going to throw that out there. I'm giving a shout out to Kobe for that 60-point game.
But see, that's where we have a fundamental problem.
What's that? That you like the Pacers and I like the Lakers?
No. It's not about liking the Pacers or the Lakers. You know, I got the problem with Kobe in violation of the man law.
The man law?
Yeah, he violated like 14 man code.
Oh, didn't he like squeal on his homie? Or was supposed to be on his homie?
No, he wasn't even his homie.
Well, what 14 man laws?
Look, well, when he got caught with the rape allegation,
mm-hmm,
he mentioned Shaq and Rick.
Right. Okay.
You.
That was a violation, yes. I agree on that one.
So that's like, it's like bad juju hanging over you.
I know when you, we've been through that whole ordeal.
Yeah.
That,
so,
you know, we don't need to discuss that.
We're not going there. What I'm saying is that.
That whole juju is.
Yeah, juju is. It's just so. I don't even want to talk about it.
We won't need to talk about it.
Just give a shout out to Danny Granger.
Okay. I don't know if I'm giving a shout out to Danny Granger. Got into the whole juju thing, but okay. But,
no, because you went there with that.
I went with Kobe. I went with Kobe, but you were saying that you went into the segue of him breaking some man laws.
But
I'd like to see these man laws.
No.
I know some of them.
Okay.
Because I live by some.
You don't live by no damn man law. Anyway.
I don't squeal on my homie.
Okay, what that?
That's a man law.
Oh, so women squeal on?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, you going to call out your.
They gossip like you wouldn't believe.
They didn't gossip.
I know that, but they don't squeal on their homie.
Obviously, some of them do.
Well, so, that wasn't your homie. That wasn't a homie.
That too. Okay. What we talking about here is males and females, in my eyes, are the same. There's no difference. I've never seen a difference.
Really?
Really.
Really.
I mean, aside from the anatomical difference.
Right.
You know.
Well, women are a little bit different. I don't know about the men that you're dealing with, but women are a little bit different than men. But hey.
Gossip?
You know what? I could think of a couple of women that really, really run their mouth.
I know a couple of guys that really, really run their mouth.
But would you consider them homies?
Probably not.
Okay. See, men have their homies. Women really don't have homies.
Come on. You're going to come out
women
here and
don't
say
trust
women
us.
Don't.
No.
Oh, how you know women don't trust others? It's not
know.
Totally
there's
all
always,
women.
There's always that What? What did you say?
What? All women ain't untrustworthy.
I'm not saying all women.
I'm saying you're saying women don't have homies.
Women don't have homies. They've got BFFs and but I wouldn't. Homies
BFF?
Is just best friends forever. Don't you keep up on the whole texting thing? Well, but you know, we're not going to go into that because that would probably segue into me saying some shit that we don't need to air out. So go ahead with your next. You gave
BFF.
Your you gave out your shout to the
Danny
Granger,
Granger
guy.
Of the Indiana Pacers. I said it. Moving on
to
baseball. Manny Ramirez of the Los Angeles Dodgers turned him and his agent turned down a 1-year, $25 million deal. He says it is not commensurate to what Manny is truly worth.
How much does he think he's worth?
I don't know.
$25 million for 1 year?
1 year, $25 million.
And they turned it down? So is he going to go with somebody? Did he get another offer?
There ain't no other offer for this dude. Let me give you a history of the man. This is the dude that when he was Boston, he damn near quit.
When he was what?
When he was Boston, he had a long-term deal. He's like, I'm taking it easy.
How long has he been in baseball?
He's been in baseball for about 13, 14
years.
Is he
a really good player?
Yeah. When he wants to be.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And so now he's, like, looking for some, quote-unquote, long-term security in a longer contract when they know that if they gave him 2-3 years, you're only going to get one anyway. For the other 2 years, you're going to have a hangnail. Or
wow, I didn't.
Hat going to fall off.
I didn't know they paid players that much in baseball.
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any other sports?
He turned down $25 million.
I don't know about you. Should I take the 25? 1 year? Dang.
You know, I'd have been fighting with my agent. Give me a 10. I'd have broke his fingers. Like, dang. Yeah, damn, 10.
Wow. Are we still stuck on sports?
Well.
You have more sports?
Yeah, but I'm gonna get back to that.
Okay, well, we're going to take another break. And we'll be back in 15 seconds.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
And you're back with Butter Pecan.
And me, Dick Hugger.
Smooth Drama Radio. So we're moving right along.
Ah, Craigslist. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Craigslist. You can get damn near anything. Found out there's a dude who is selling his kidney on Craigslist for $100,000.
Is that old news or new news?
No, this is new news. Homie's trying to make it happen. $100,000.
Isn't that against the law?
How would it be against the law?
To sell your kidney. I mean,
it's your kidney.
Okay, so what if somebody bought the kidney, but knowing that you have a disease?
Oh, look, if they're going to buy the kidney from the dude, one, they got the money for it. Two, they're going to go ahead and get him checked out. nobody's gonna say, oh, well, yeah, you
know, they're acting stupid.
Yeah.
Where is this guy from? When he's from somewhere in the kitchen.
This is from San Diego.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm not kidding.
It's priced at
$100,000. I guess to start. Sure.
Oh, best offer.
Yeah, best offer. I got a kidney. And I guess if there's some bidding for it, he's like, yeah, I'm O positive, and, you know, that's fairly common. So if you need a kidney, I'm starting at $100,000 and making it happen from there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Times get tough. Yeah. You get laid off or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, folks might be out there like, let me go check out the market, see if I can sell me a kidney. Or I don't know what else you can sell. You know, since we don't need an appendix, maybe I'd sell my appendix or something. So, you know, get a little extra cash.
But
make
how can anybody buy your appendix? We don't need the appendix.
Maybe somebody got their appendix taken out and they want one back. I'm willing to give you the price is right. I'll hook you up.
God. If you have your appendix taken out and you want it put back, Nick Hugger here.
I'm offering up my appendix if the price is right.
If the price is right. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the price is right, not smart people. We focus on not smart people because we want you, the general public, to be smarter. Make smarter decisions.
Oh, because we're all so smart.
No. No, I'm saying I'm promoting smartness.
Right.
I'm not promoting ignorance. You know, ignorance is like taking us over. It's too much. So I highlight this so you can say, yeah, that is dumb. And I'm not going to do that either.
For those of you listening.
Yes, that's the moral of the story.
Okay.
So, in lieu of that, a Pennsylvania couple is behind bars after they failed to call the bank when a glitch put an extra $175,000 in their account. Now, look at what these fools did.
I know.
Authorities say 50-year-old Randy Pratt and 36-year-old Melissa Pratt instead withdrew the money, quit their jobs, and moved to, take a guess, Florida. They were buying a house in the Orlando area when the mistake was traced. And they were arraigned Tuesday, and they were jailed in lieu of $100,000 bail. And then they got a public defender, because obviously they couldn't
afford their own
lawyer. And these dumbasses quit their job.
Not one dumbass, but two.
Two dumbasses together. See, this is why. If you're going to try to hook up with somebody, one of y'all got to have some brain. You can't be two people sitting in the chair scratching that area. Because if you get that happening, then obviously stuff like that, you're going to quit your job. $175,000.
That's not a lot of money.
Right.
Quit your job.
But see, this is the mentality of stupid people. These stupid people, they don't have a mentality. They're like, oh,
wow.
My God, we got $175,000. We can go and buy a house
in Florida.
In Florida with money that they
That's
know.
That's not ours.
Right. Especially when you know you probably only have like $88 in the bank. And then you go in and you got $175,088 the next day. You know there's an issue.
Yeah, well, you know.
And if you're going to take that money, You better go to the Bahamas or Jamaica, Thailand, Lebanon. You know,
and what was that? And the one that we.
In Scotland.
Yeah. We didn't know what that
meant. You can get some animals. Y'all can hang out. You can
hang out with a cow if you're drunk.
Right. Well, I mean, so long as you don't get drunk. You and your cow.
$125,000. I'm sure they were like, I would go get drunk.
Right. I'm sure he got drunk a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. What else you got there?
Well, I got the government not looking out for the people here.
What government?
Our government.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did a little. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, part of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, released the final version of a much scrutinized report after drawing criticism from a scientific review panel and accusations of a cover-up from members of Congress. It took them 8 years to investigate possible links between industrial pollution and health risks in the Great Lakes region. 8 years. So
8 years.
They began in 2001. At the request of the International Joint Commission, a U.S.-Canadian agency that advises the two nations of the on the Great Lakes and other boundary waters, and they wanted an analysis of health hazards in 26 areas of concern. So, basically,
our government,
you know, that government that cares so much about us, oh, so much. So 8 years, and they said good science matters. And if we didn't take the 8 years, that would have led to incorrect conclusion.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Can I give a shout out to somebody real quick?
You want to give a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to Simply Rad for marking our radio show as one of their favorites. So if you're listening, thank you very much.
And you are Simply Rad.
Simply, do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you know, if you're rad, you're simply rad.
You're simply rad. So we're giving a shout out to Simply Rad. But we also want to let you know that if you would like to hear anything special on the show, you can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can text the word smooth drama to.
I don't know that one.
41411.
I knew that. I just wanted to see. Is this
and
so funny?
For the email, it's smoothdrama1, not spelled out.
One.
Yes, the number one.
@yahoo.com.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
And to keep up to date on Smooth Drama's current events or anything that we'll be doing in the future, you can text the word smooth drama, one word, to 41411. All right, so.
What's the 411?
41411. Move on.
You're very informative.
I want to be very informative. I was just happy to see that Simply Rad bookmark. This was one of his favorites.
We love you, Simply.
Yes, we do. Okay. We love all our listeners.
Yes, we love y'all too.
All 18 of us.
I want to give a shout out to my non-platonic best friend. I'm with you. Two fingers in the air. Yeah. Don't try to figure it out. It's too much for you.
Me too.
Yeah.
My non-platonic friend.
All right. American Idol. American Idol sued the Texas strip joint because there's a strip joint in Austin, Texas, who having a weekly contest called Stripper Idol. And it was a contest at Palazzo Men's Club.
Gentlemen's club or men?
It's definitely
a strip club.
Yeah, strip club.
High end strip club?
Yeah, I don't know if there's too many gentlemen in there.
Why?
Because People don't go to strip clubs to be gentlemen. I've never known why they would call it a gentleman's club.
No, it's just a high-end strip club.
Okay.
And instead of getting dollars in your G-string, you're getting 50s in your G-string.
Not now, babe.
Well, you never know.
You down the dollar.
You never know. How it's kind of hard to put 50 cents. Let me swipe my card.
It's like, look, you think I'm trying to get my draw rusty?
Well, you know, if you're in Thailand on the water.
Yeah. Wow. Well, no, because, yeah, you
know, a little IOU and a G-string always works really well for me.
Not the IOU.
Not the IOU. Speaking of IOU, Harry, like, you may not, if you follow the California tax, you may not get your tax return.
Right. That's no longer.
Well, I mean, not that I'm too worried about that, just because I owe. But
yeah, I don't even think about taxes. It's part of what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Oh, I'll segue into that.
Yeah, segue into that. You know, right now we have this little stimulus battle going on with the Republicans and the Democrats. Well, I call the Crips and the Bloods. They all the same. They fighting over the $900 billion stimulus
right.
bill. And some of the things that the Republicans are against are a $246 million tax break for Hollywood movie producers to buy film. I'm against that. That can go to, you know, putting some teachers in the school. Hollywood people don't need no money to buy film. What for? Most of the stuff is digital anyway. That's just $246 million going to people that we go into the movies that are overpriced anyway to go see. So, Republicans, I'm with y'all on this. I'm down for you. $246, spread that around to the people. $448 million for constructing the Department of Homeland Security headquarters and $248 million for furniture.
How is that going to stimulate the economy?
I don't know. It's going to stimulate the people who actually have jobs in the Department of Homeland Security. For sure. They're going on nice vacation.
Yeah.
Man, they have nice-ass furniture, too. $248 million for furniture? For furniture.
Yeah.
So, altogether, that's $696 million. Almost $700 million. Going to the Department of Homeland Security.
Huh.
I thought that's what the FBI did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of loot.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of teachers, firemen. It's a lot of jobs that can go to me and you. So, Republicans, once again, I'm down for that too. We can cut that. If we're going to give that to the people, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Homeland Security? Nah. Y'all don't get snaping. Not in my book.
Yeah, wow. That's
awesome. But I got a problem with this one right here. $1.4 billion for rural waste disposal programs. Republicans are against that. Now, for me, rural waste programs are very, very important because basically we talking about in places where it's really stinky, they're trying to clean that up. And I don't think it's too much money, you know, to clean up the spot.
Right.
You know, because there's some places in the United States that, like, really stink. And, you know, you have to pay some folks. You know, some Mexicans, whatnot. Oh, see.
See, like what you just said.
All right. I got to go through racial rehab. I'm sorry. You, what I'm saying is.
Call them out.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Racial rehab.
I got to go through racial rehab. What I'm saying is $1.4 billion to clean up places that's nasty. And I'm for that.
Okay.
I'm anti-nasty places.
You know, yeah, we know.
If you can get the stink off, I'm down with you. Get the stink off.
Get the stink off.
Right.
We should start a campaign.
Get the stink off.
Get the stink off.
Hey, here at Smooth Drama, we are all for getting the stink off.
We don't like stink.
No, stink can go away.
We just do not like stank.
They're against $125 million for the improvement of the Washington sewer system. They're against, is another thing. Well, I think you should improve the sewer system in every city because, I mean, Lord knows the 4 inches that we get here in San Diego floods the streets. I've never understood that. So if you can fix that here, fix it here too.
Mm.
$200 million for public computer centers and community colleges. Now I gotta look my Republican homies in the eye. And you gonna tell me that there's something wrong with having computers for college kids? Come on, homies. Let's be reasonable here. Community college. Most folks who go to community college, a lot of them can't really afford computers and stuff like that.
Right.
They can get access. That's a good thing because I know for a lot of high-end people, y'all don't like the common people who gonna work for you to be educated. But for the betterment of the people overall, not just your individual pockets, you should look out for the general population because, as I've said before, we promote smartness, and as a nation, we need to come together, racial harmony and smart harmony. We want to promote holding hands and opening up books, not because they got pretty pictures, but so you can read out of these books and understand what those words mean.
Mm.
Computers. Let folks have computers and not just for MySpace. $500 million for flood reduction projects on the Mississippi River. Now, of course, this one is very, very dear to my heart, being that I got a lot of relatives in the New Orleans area. So, obviously, flood reduction projects means rebuilding, refortifying these levees that, of course, help protect these areas that are prone to flooding when there are a lot of hurricanes and whatnot. I mean, we know hurricane season comes in August and goes through September, October. It's very deadly sometimes, as we've seen. So you can't be against refortifying the levees, homie. Come on. I can't agree with y'all there. Then there's $100 million for reducing the hazard of lead-based paint. What about the kids? Why the kids, you know, $100 million? You against the promotion of health? Come on. And then the one that really, 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 really I don't understand. $1.2 billion for youth activities, including youth summer job programs. How can you be against the kids? It don't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
You know, Lord knows, these kids definitely need jobs, and they need these parks to stay open so they can go do something besides sitting around the house driving their parents crazy. Now, obviously, these lawmakers don't have kids. Well, they have kids, but they can afford to put them in places.
Right.
Whereas we, the common man, we rely on the parks to keep our sanity so we don't kill our kids. So, you know, that one is also important.
Very important.
Very important.
So we don't kill our kids.
If you don't kill our kids, keep the parks open.
Yeah.
Don't have money. I mean, it's $900 billion. $1.2 ain't going to hurt nothing. Lord knows, and kids are gonna have to pay that bill anyway.
I know.
So, in lieu of that, I got some suggestions. Me and a homie Tom of mine. Me and my homie Tom, we was having lunch the other day. I'm giving a shout out to you, Tom.
If you're listening, Tom.
If you're not listening, you know, tough luck.
You sucker.
You missed it. You a sucker. We were sitting up there talking about trickle-down economics. You know, a lot of this stuff started with the Reagan movement and trickle-down economics, where you give...
Say that again.
Trickle-down economics. Trickle-down. Leave my act. Anyway, trickle-down economics means basically you give a bunch of money to wealthy people,
mm-hmm.
and they'll hire somebody rich,
mm-hmm.
who will hire somebody middle class,
mm-hmm.
who will hire somebody poor. That's how it trickles down. But obviously, the way it's going now, trickle-down, you know, they done turned the pipe off. Ain't no water trickling down or nothing. All the roots are dry. And this is what he was saying. This is a beautiful analogy. He was saying that they put all the water at the top of the tree,
mm-hmm.
but the roots don't get enough water.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the roots don't go deep enough and get into the soil and moisturize, and it just topples over and the whole thing falls down.
Who used that analogy?
That was Tom. It was a beautiful analogy.
Beautiful analogy, Tom.
And so... in light of that, you look at where we're at now, and you see, you know, when what's the dude Madoff, when he stole the $50 billion and broke all of those,
yeah.
and the pilot that stole another $25 billion, you know, all these guys with their investments and whatnot for the wealthy, and you know these wealthy guys who are killing themselves because they're rich now, yeah, because it's too much. It's too much of a burden to be rich when they were wealthy.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. But
I'm like that root that just, you know.
Yeah, I got some suggestions.
What?
My first suggestion is legalize weed. Legalize weed.
It is legal, isn't it?
No, it's not legal.
Really?
Yeah, if you got a card.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can like buy weed.
Okay.
But it's not legal. See, when I'm talking about legal is like you can have marijuana commercials like they got these damn beer commercials. You know, there's no...
What is your reasoning behind legalizing?
Well, first and foremost, we have all of these prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the prescription drugs and the side effects, no matter what it is,
there's always side effects.
There's that one side effect that is constant in these prescription drugs.
What?
Diarrhea.
Upset stomach, yes.
Yes. Now, if you stressed out, what good is a drug that's going to give you diarrhea?
Yeah.
You're going to be stressed out more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think aren't you saying that if they legalize weed, are you saying that these pharmaceutical companies are going to suffer from that?
Yes, they will.
And possibly go under.
They're not going to go under. They make so much money. I mean, pharmaceutical companies make billions of dollars.
Good pharmaceutical companies.
Even bad ones. They got it on
lock.
Well,
no, they don't. The bad ones don't have it on lock.
Okay.
They're losing money.
I'm
a couple of them.
I'm happy.
But, okay, but the ones that, you know, have been around for a while, they're good. They're not going to suffer. Of course, they're going to fight it. I mean, it will be in the legal system for a very long time.
But you know why? Because
these pharmaceutical companies just are
preying on the people.
Yeah.
See, because weed is a trickle-up business because anybody can grow it.
Yeah.
So if anybody can grow
it.
Yeah.
See my patio back there?
Yeah, come to Buddy's patio. He can get all the free weed you want.
Yeah.
See, it's a trickle-up business, though. So basically, you'd have folks, because you see all these things. If people could smoke weed, it take away the pain.
Yeah.
They'd laugh, they eat. You know, like cancer people, they could smoke some weed,
yeah,
and they would have an appetite,
yeah,
to eat.
Well, yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean, we're
so,
talking about.
But you're talking about these people can already go and get this medical card.
Yeah.
To get this, the.
We're talking about unencumbering the legal system. You know, you're arresting folks for weed.
Right, for weed, yeah. When these people do know.
Right. Now, and what we're talking about also is the damage that weed does.
What damage does it do?
Nothing. The annual causes of death in the United States, 435,000 tobacco. Poor diet and physical inactivity, 365,000. Alcohol, 85,000. Microbial agents, I don't even know what that is, 75,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Toxic agents, 55,000. Okay. Motor vehicle crashes, 26,347, which,
okay,
you can put up there with alcohol because you,
yeah,
figure 75% of those
are
with alcohol.
Right.
As we know, there's a mothers against drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no mothers against smoke dog.
Against what?
Smoke dog. You know, smoke dog. He's smoking. Nobody. You rarely hear of a dude wrecking because he was smoking. Because normally, smoke dog drives slow. He driving 20 miles an hour in 45 zone.
That's how I
got pulled over. They probably thought I was smoking some weed. Like, he driving too damn slow.
They can work me
out of
some weed, but
right,
let me call for backup.
Exactly. Woo, he got something. Yeah.
Okay.
And see, and the other benefits of it, I mean, if people smoke weed, more weed than they drink alcohol, it spurs the economy because after they smoke,
They're going to get something to eat.
And if they get something to eat, that means the store, you know, because these stores is cutting people, cutting their jobs.
They have beef up there.
They cut people always eating. They're always eating. And that you can probably attribute right now 15-20% of the profits of your grocery store and 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
To straight up marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And if you legalize it, you know, you can get, I mean, there's a whole slew of things that you can do with that, like the marijuana brownies. You know, they're going to have the herbal tea with the weed in it, weed tea. You got all these things you can spurt, you give a little spike to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Straight off of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So, trickle up, not trickle down.
Did Tom use that?
No, that was me.
Okay.
But the tree, that was all you, Tom.
All you, Tom.
All you.
That's all you, dog.
Yeah. All right. My other suggestion.
Oh, no.
Prostitution. Legalized prostitution. Last time I checked, Nevada is doing just fine. It's legal there. Nobody's dead. Well, I'm sure somebody is dying from it. But, I mean, what you can do with, as they call it, the world's oldest profession.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, prostitution could also help out the economy.
How do you think? Yeah.
Well, you look at all of the man hours that's being wasted chasing at the prostitutes, doing stings, when in the drug, you know, drugs is high in prostitution. If you legalize it, you can kind of like
we have a caller.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Okay, caller.
Hold on.
Can we get you on the air?
I'm trying.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, man,
don't you be legalizing my stuff. That's my working trade. You take and legalize it, my kids don't go to college anymore. My wife doesn't drive that Mercedes anymore. No, you can't do that. Free enterprise.
You don't
want to
legalize?
No. You legalize, I lose my job.
You get a tax ID, homie. You can
I don't want no tax ID. I want no tax. I do just fine. I do just fine with the man over on the other side of the street. You know what I'm saying? You get him on my side of the street, it's all legal. It's all good for you, but it's all bad for me. You know, I pull in bank every year, all for me. All for my wife, all for my kids.
Wait, who took down your number?
No, you can't do that.
I'm going to contact you later.
What's that?
I got to say this, though. John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
And
you
know, all country likes me. You'd be surprised who buys from me. Teachers.
Oh,
doctors,
okay.
All right. Lawyers.
And they will still buy from you.
Radio show host?
No, they don't have the coin I need for my stuff.
Oh,
wow.
Hold on a second.
All right.
You know who my best customers are? The young teenage boys. They eat it up and spread it quick.
All right, so you are our new Mrs. Sticky Icky Icky?
Oh, I got the kind bud, man. I got the no Rollums, man. These are just, you know, they got names. They're medicinal.
Do I hear a accent?
What? You hear an accent?
Yeah, I hear an accent.
Oh, man, I don't know. Could be. Could be not.
Yeah.
You sound like you got an accent. Where are you from?
Are you from the islands?
Oh, man, no, I'm not from the islands. You don't go from the islands. You stay to the islands.
I don't know, man. Where am I? I'm from California.
California's a great place.
Yeah.
I have a place there, a place called La Jolla. You heard of it?
Yeah.
Respectable neighborhood, white picket fence.
La Jolla.
Yeah.
La Jolla. You're from California and you say La Jolla? Oh,
we say a lot of things wrong.
You do, huh? I just had to call and comment on that statement about legalizing it.
You know what? We are so
there's
glad
enough
that
people, there's that. Enough people losing their jobs. I don't want to lose mine.
We're not trying to make
you lose your job.
I'm talking about all for one and one for all, homie.
Well, I've got all. It only takes one or two, you know what I mean?
All right, I feel you, man. I feel
right,
you.
Bye. Got to go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
bye.
You. All right. Our caller, our high-end man from La Jolla.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, though, but it's all good.
Well, he voices opinion.
Yeah,
I can see where he's coming from, though.
Where he's coming from.
I mean, when you say you get a tax ID, yeah, he doesn't want to have to pay taxes on that.
But you can write it off. You can write it off.
Mm. Okay, well, I can see where he's coming from. But okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your trickle-up theory.
That's my trickle-up theory. And I'm saying with the prostitution, it's like,
that could be trickle up.
That's trickle up too. I ain't talking about R. Kelly stuff. I'm talking about
trickle up
economics, where the common man. I mean, you could talk about you could get a whole group of females, and because you will have protection, because this is a real company, you wouldn't have to worry about Shorty and little Mike you know, coming and beating you up. You know, you can form a corporation. You know, I'm saying that you can legitimize it. I mean, one, it, as we all know, the world is bad with the stress, you know, the extra stress that'll be taken away by legal prostitution. You know, these girls don't have to be on the run, and they don't have to be out on the street for 12 hours. They have time. You can have like a Hoes Are Us where they can
Hoes Are Us?
Hoes Are Us. They got Toys Are Us. So you can have Hoes Are Us.
Babies Are Us.
Right. You got Babies Are Us, Hoes Are Us. And what I'm saying is they'll have the opportunity to go ahead and they can go to college and further themselves, learn a little business so they can 401k, they can learn to manage their money. And two, it adds taxpayers to the roll. You think of all this prostitution that goes on illegally, ain't nobody paying no taxes on that. Lord knows we need all the money coming in that we can get, right? Bam. Taxpayer money. It's legal. They're paying taxes on it. That's what we took. See, I'm trying to help the people. Prostitution. Legalize it. Hey.
What?
Working women need 401k too.
What else you got?
Yeah, I mean they not even gonna, as a matter of fact, they not even gonna have Social Security. Ain't no Social Security for hoes. So I'm looking out for the common man.
All
right. See, that's what we're talking about here. Here at Smooth Drama, we for the common man, and that will be trickled up because, one, it enabled a whole generation of what they call hoes. I don't mean to call y'all hoes in the derogatory sense, but
working
people,
women.
Right, working women will be able to rise up, and the next generation don't have to have a low self-esteem.
Okay. I think we beat that dead horse.
That's not no dead horse, man. You don't care about
No, I care about hoes. That's fine. What else you got to stimulate this?
All right.
A little trickle up, trickle down
For all you nerds, not alpha nerds like myself, for all you nerds, you can go to Berkeley and you can take course credits for playing video games. Yep. The StarCraft gaming syllabus includes Lab Time, Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can go ahead on and learn.
At Berkeley.
You can learn seminal treatises on strategy and tactics.
Hmm.
You can read books like Sun Tzu's Art of War. And The StarCraft is produced by California game publisher Blizzard Entertainment, and it pits rival players against each other in a futuristic space environment where they must resources, build technology, and battle units by stopping a rival player from doing the same. So for all you nerds out there, Cal State Berkeley.
Well, we need to come to an end to our show.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all our listeners and our caller.
Oh, my Black History Month. Somebody go out and read a Donald Goines book spelled G-O-I-N-E-S. Man wrote about everything. And in that note, I'm Dick Hugger.
Along with your co-host, Bada Pecan. And we'd like to thank you for listening to Smooth Drama Radio. Until next time.
Peace in the hood. And everywhere else.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.